Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, Monday, January 7th, Season 2, Episode 181. Hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. I hope y'all had a chance to get to the Experience Church this weekend. The pastors just started a new series called Why Church, and I'm telling y'all, it is the way to spend your Sundays for one, but also if you really want life change, like Pastor Tim said, you've got to commit. And committing an hour a week to God's time will change the rest of the hours in your week. As Pastor Tim always says, I love it. Just, you've got to experience this place. It is phenomenal. God is moving there. And the messages are inspiring and inspirational and life-changing. And when you live with your priority being the relationship you have with Jesus, number one, your life will change. Anyway, you can catch it on YouTube. I highly recommend that. So let's get back here to Life Accelerated. Make it happen Monday. Let's go. Number one, stop letting the enemy tell you that you'll never change. I've been there, and sometimes I'm still there, where you got to make some changes in your life, and you're battling through some situations, and you just got to put your foot down and make those changes and quit worrying about what the people around you are saying and go for it. Make the changes you need to get the results in your life that you want. It's never going to be easy. You have to take action to do so. And this goes along with what Pastor Tim was saying this week, that if you want God to do something in your life, you've got to do something for Him, whether it be spending time at church, spending time in the Word, getting around faith-building people who are going to help you grow. What are your plans to make changes in 2019? You can't continue to live the same way that you always have and get the results that you haven't gotten yet. If that makes sense. The choice is yours. God has a plan for you and He wants to change your life. You got to be willing to give Him your time. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Just give God a chance. I sound like a broken record here because I say this every day, but I'm telling you, when you quit hanging out with your friends who are in the world and not in their faith, growing their relationship with Jesus, your life gets better. I can't even begin to explain the difference of where I am now versus where I was last year. Am I where I want to be? No. Am I still making mistakes? Absolutely. But what I got to do is keep moving forward and tell myself, look, I've got this. I'm going to make the changes I need to get to where I want to go. I'm going to create the plans to get the results that I want and follow those plans. You've got to get to a level of commitment that you've never been before to go to where you want to go. Number two, no matter how crazy your past is, God has a plan for your future. And you know, this is interesting because a lot of times we think we've made so many mistakes that why would God have a plan for us? You know, I did this in life. I hurt this person, that person. I hurt myself, whatever it may be. I'm telling you, God is a forgiving God. And you can start today with a clean slate. Or a better plan would be to get to church this Sunday and change your life. Hashtag forgiveness, hashtag mercy, hashtag grace. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Just ask God to forgive you, but take action with that and be determined to change your life. Prayer with no action is just a wish. I've said that plenty of times before, and I can't stress enough how important that is. If you are just praying for things to be a certain way, but you're not taking action to get the results, God is not going to listen to your prayers. I know for a fact, because I prayed for years for certain things to happen, but I wasn't giving my time to God, so therefore he wasn't willing to do anything for me. And I wondered where God was. Well, guess what? He was where he was supposed to be, and I needed to dive in deeper and grow my relationship with him and be committed. Number three, serving God and following Jesus will require some sacrifices. You have to make some changes others aren't willing to make. It's never going to be easy growing your relationship with Jesus. Being a Christian is not easy. God never said it would be easy. What he did say is if you follow the laws of the Bible, your life will be better. Psalms 1:1-2. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. I'm telling you, there is blessings in the Bible, but you have to be willing to live like God wants you to live. And in today's world that we live in, with social media this, social media that, it's probably a little bit more difficult than you would think. But then again, it's really not, because I've done it. I'm doing it. Change your life. Follow God, put him first, and follow the ways of the Bible. He gave the apostles wisdom to write the Bible in a way he wants you to live. And I promise you, if you do that, your life will change. Bonus today. In order to grow your relationship with Jesus, you have to get to the house, if you live here in the Ohio Valley, TE Church, and open your Bible. Come on, folks. We are at the prime time of the year to start making changes. You want to get committed today and live your life like you've never lived it before. I'm telling you, God has a plan for you. You have to be willing to make changes that he wants you to change, to live on purpose and fulfill his will, his plan through your life, to help you grow and get to where you want to go. All right, folks. It's a chilly one out there this morning. I hope y'all stay warm. I'm still struggling to wake up here. Coffee is just not getting it done this morning. Anyway, thank you all for continuing to listen to the podcast. I hope y'all have an amazing Monday. Remember, it's time to accelerate our lives. Get out there. Do something different today than you normally would do, and change the end results in your life. I love you. May God bless you today. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode, and please leave me a review, as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.